It's Wednesday, September 30th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Sulaiman Pulisi, a former Muslim imam in eastern Uganda, Africa, became a Christian in 2017 and led his two young children to Christ. In July 2018, Pulisi's son, Abdul Majidu, then age 11, and daughter, then age 13, disappeared from their home, reports Morningstar News. On September 16th, police rescued Pulisi's daughter from a well-known Muslim witch doctor named Isifu Abdullah, known for human sacrifices. Abdullah reportedly took the 13-year-old daughter as his wife. His son, Abdul Majidu, was not found by police, and it is feared that he may have been killed in a ritual sacrifice. According to the twisted belief of witch doctors, child sacrifice brings good fortune. Mr. Pulisi said, quote, "We are mourning for our son who is alleged to have been sacrificed. We are mourning with my daughter who has been used as a sex object by the Muslim shaman," end quote. A local radical Muslim woman who opposed Pulisi's conversion to Christianity was allegedly behind the abduction of Pulisi's children. No doubt Proverbs 21 verse 15 is a comfort in terms of the accountability of the evil witch doctor. When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. In the first presidential debate last night in Cleveland, Ohio, Fox News anchor Chris Wallace asked whether Vice President Biden would favor packing the Supreme Court or adding additional justices to mitigate the conservative majority if Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed.
Mr. Vice President, if Senate Republicans go ahead and confirm Justice Barrett, there has been talk about ending the filibuster or even packing the court, adding to the 9 justices there. You call this a distraction by the president, but in fact, it wasn't brought up by the president. It was brought up by some of your Democratic colleagues in the Congress. So my question to you is, you have refused in the past to talk about it. Are you willing to tell the American people tonight whether or not you will support either ending the filibuster or packing the court?
Whatever position I take in that, that'll become the issue. The issue is the American people should speak. You should go out and vote. You're in voting now. Vote and let your senators know how strongly you feel. Vote now.
Are you going to pack the
court? Make sure you, in fact, let people know.
He doesn't want to answer the
question. I'm not going to answer the question.
Why would you answer that question?
Because the question is,
the radical left.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
This
Who's
is
on your
so
list?
Right.
Gentlemen, I think we've ended this.
This is so unprecedented.
He's going to pack the court.
We're
not going to give a list.
We have ended this segment. We're going to move on to the second segment.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it? Keep yapping, man.
The people understand, Joe.
They should.
47 years, you've done nothing. They understand.
Oh. All right.
Later, Wallace had difficulty keeping President Trump and former Vice President Biden on track as both candidates interrupted one another.
Can I be honest? It's a very important
question.
Try to
be honest.
He stood up.
The answer to the question is no.
Ukraine.
With
$1 billion, if you
get rid of
that,
you know what?
You're going to have.
Gentlemen. I hate to raise my voice, but it seems to be, why shouldn't I be different than the two of you? So here's the deal.
Good point.
We have 6 segments. We have ended that segment. We're going to go to the next segment. In that segment, you each are going to have 2 uninterrupted moments. In those 2 interrupted minutes, Mr. President, you can say anything you want. I'm going to ask a question about race, but if you want to answer about something else, go ahead. But I think that the country would be better served if we allowed both people to speak with fewer interruptions. I'm appealing to you, sir, to do that.
Well, and him too.
Well, frankly, you've been doing more interrupting than he has.
Well, that's all right, but he does plenty.
Well, less than, sir, less than.
Plenty.
No, less than you have. Let's please continue on.
The New York Times never lets the facts get in the way of a good story. It just buries them so far down, no one will see. That was the case Sunday when the most biased so-called news organization in the country published its latest in-kind donation to the Democratic Party in the form of a nearly 10,000-word account of President Donald Trump's income tax history, deliberately written to cast Trump as a villain to hardworking, tax-paying Americans, reports the Western Journal. Under the ominous headline, quote, "Long-concealed records show Trump's chronic losses and years of tax avoidance," end quote, It claimed that a billionaire who became president of the United States had, quote, paid $750 in federal income taxes the year he won the presidency. In his first year in the White House, he paid another $750, end quote. Actually, truth be told, Trump paid millions in taxes those years, $1 million in 2016 and $4.2 million in 2017. The rest of the article amounts to a propaganda gift to the presidential campaign of Democratic nominee Joe Biden, typical of the Times anti-Trump machine. It's paragraph after biased paragraph, stuffed with dollar signs and financial details that make it appear there are all kinds of sordid maneuverings going on, but probably describes the kind of totally legal tax minimization strategies employed by the wealthiest Americans, regardless of party. And finally, a school district in Minnesota must allow trans-identified students to use bathrooms and locker rooms of the opposite gender, consistent with their so-called gender identity, according to a Minnesota appeals court ruling Monday, reports the Christian Post. The Minnesota Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the parents of the biological female high school student who identifies as a boy. The family sued the school district in 2019 and alleged that the student was required to use a separate locker room when she participated on the boys' swim team. The court ruled that locker room segregation based on sex is a violation of the Minnesota Human Rights Act, which bars discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity, among other identifiers, including race and religion. Thus, the female student will be allowed to enter the boys' locker rooms and showers. Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, September 30th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.